Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed, and welcome back to The Calm Within. You know that feeling when you mess up, like totally bomb a presentation, spill coffee all over your favorite shirt, or just have one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Yeah, we've all been there. It can be tempting to beat ourselves up, right? To slip into that inner critic mode and turn the volume way up on negativity. But what if I told you there's a better way? A way to navigate those rough patches with more grace and resilience. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, the magic of self-compassion. It's not about giving yourself a free pass or ignoring your mistakes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it as building that inner safety net, place where you can land softly when life throws its curveballs. Self-compassion is more than just being nice to yourself, it's a practice. And like any good habit, it takes time and intention. But trust me, the benefits are worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, self-compassion helps you manage stress and anxiety. Think about it, when we're hard on ourselves, our stress levels skyrocket. We create this constant internal pressure that's exhausting. Self-compassion allows us to step back, acknowledge our feelings without judgment, and respond with kindness instead of fear. It's like hitting the pause button and saying, hey, it's okay to feel this way, this is temporary. Next, self-compassion fuels your motivation and resilience. Ever notice how beating yourself up for a setback often leads to giving up? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. Self-compassion helps us see failures as learning opportunities, not reasons to crumble. It reminds us that we're human, and everyone stumbles sometimes. When you treat yourself with kindness during those moments, you're more likely to bounce back stronger than ever. Thirdly, self-compassion improves your relationships. Imagine this. You have a disagreement with someone you care about. Instead of getting defensive or attacking them, you choose to listen with an open heart and respond with empathy. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, build stronger bonds, and navigate conflict with more grace. Now, let's talk about emotional well-being. Self-compassion is a game-changer when it comes to feeling happier and more fulfilled. Think about all the negative self-talk that can drag you down those harsh judgments, comparisons to others, and relentless pursuit of perfection. Self-compassion helps us silence that inner critic and replace it with a kinder, more supportive voice. It allows us to embrace our imperfections, celebrate our strengths, and cultivate a sense of acceptance and gratitude for who we are. Finally, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others. That's totally normal. The key is to keep practicing to be patient with yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would extend to someone you love. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're presenting at work and suddenly you draw a blank. Your mind goes completely empty and you stumble over your words. You feel that familiar pang of embarrassment, that urge to just disappear. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most seasoned presenters. You offer yourself a little pep talk. It's okay, I've got this. I can still deliver a great presentation. And guess what? You pull it off. See how self-compassion can turn a potentially disastrous situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So, let's recap. Practicing self-compassion isn't about being perfect or ignoring your flaws. It's about treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and acceptance. It helps you manage stress, build resilience, improve relationships, boost emotional well-being, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Ready to start weaving self-compassion into your daily routine? I challenge you to try something today. When you catch yourself slipping into that critical voice, pause for a moment and offer yourself a little kindness. Say something like, it's okay, I'm learning, but I deserve to be treated with compassion. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if you feel inspired, it helps others discover the magic of this practice. And remember, we're all in this together. Keep striving for inner peace, one compassionate step at a time. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.